Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, we're entering in now to October, so it's about time for you to start Christmas
decorating.
It's about time for you to...
I just feel a little attacked.
It's about time for you to whip out the Dickens Village.
Listen, don't you dare talk about me whipping out my Dickens Village on the podcast. I will whip out my Dickens Village when I want to whip out my Dickens Village.
When do you think you will start decorating for Christmas? I mean, when do you really actually start?
I mean, it's all fair game after November 1st in our house.
Okay.
So listen.
So it is in October? Because why do I feel like years before you've started in October? I feel like last year it was like October 20th.
First of all, it's a little weird that you keep track of when I decorate for Christmas. That's unusual. Second of all, you know, my kids have really liked Halloween. And so they kind of want us to pause and observe the Halloween.
Do they trick or treat?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have a cute little neighborhood to trick or treat in.
Yeah, right? You know where what we actually do is we go to my mom's neighborhood.
I love your mom's neighborhood.
I know, it's great.
I love it. It's so sweet. And then there's little cul-de-sacs and
I know.
Kids on bikes. And it's just a sweet... She lives in a very sweet neighborhood.
She really does. I love her neighborhood. But yes, we do like to decorate early and it's okay.
It's okay.
Jesus is fine with it.
He is.
Here's the thing. I love celebrating Jesus's birth. And, you know, for those of you that don't, I don't know what the bell means, but get with the program.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing. Kelly Brownlee, our friend who also loves Christmas, sent me an article this week
that said
people that decorate for Christmas earlier are happier. There are studies that have been done because here's the thing.
We are
tired of being silenced. We have banded together and we are tired of it. We're tired of people like you making us feel horrible. We're tired of it. And you know what? Whichever political candidate, Harris, Biden, or Harris, Trump, whoever votes for Christmas,
yeah,
you got my vote.
They're the winners.
Yeah, bring Christmas back to bring the holidays back.
Oh, that's so funny. We just quickly made this political and we were just really only talking about Dickens Village. Okay, listen, good days. I think we're going to really probably land on the same good day.
Yes.
Because last week we celebrated our 100 week is what I was calling it.
100 week is right.
Yes, our 100th episode. So this makes it 101. And then also we passed over 100,000 downloads.
How awesome was that?
What a great day. And because of that, we piled up with six of our favorite brands, six of our favorite people, and we are giving some gift cards away.
Yes.
And we thought it would be fun to announce the winners here on the podcast, on the podcast first. We'll put it on our socials. We'll put it on our IG stories.
It's going to be here first.
Let's do it here first because it is the podcast that they reviewed.
That's right. So here's what we asked. We said, if you are part of our podcast family, we would like for you to leave a review for us, and we have six prizes that we had to give away. So we went through the reviews, we picked some at random, and can you tell us, before we read any of these reviews, what are the six brands that partnered with us that said, hey, we would love to give some things away? Because we want to give them some airtime.
And we're going to give them a little bell ring.
That's right.
Of course. Our first one is Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, our official sponsor, giving away a $25 gift card. Then we've got Be Fearless Boutique, $25 gift card. Be Fearless at Home, $25 gift card. We have Koblenz Chocolates, $25 gift card. And then we have...
Hey, if you win this, you need to get sea salt caramels with salt on them. And also mint meltaways at the end.
So good.
Those are our favorite.
That's all. Well-seasoned table. Oh. We love well-seasoned table.
Hey, while we're here talking about well-seasoned table, they are in Asheville, North Carolina, that yes. area, and they are doing okay, but a lot of their friends and family have truly suffered because of the hurricanes. We also have a gift going to someone from Sterling Candle.
Yes, Sterling Candle. We've got a curated candle box going to one of you, which is so lovely.
That is so awesome. So yeah. We're so excited to give away these prizes, and we're so thankful for people who took the time to write a review. And here we go. I think, why don't you read your three at the beginning and I'll read three at the end.
So I'm going to read three at the beginning. You're going to read three at the end. I'm going to say the name under the review. Okay. Yes.
So when you write an Apple review, you have to write like a nickname. So it's not necessarily your Instagram name and it's not your actual name. You come up with a nickname. So it could be like Dickens Dude 1977. I don't know.
Is that the year you're born?
What? That's offensive. I am not even 40 yet. How dare you? 1977? Were you born then? I don't know.
Yes, I was 9.
Okay, well, you were born in the 1600s?
I was born in 1968. I'm 56.
Oh, Lord, we know. We know.
Okay. This is from Mama Wolf.
Woof.
Mama Woof 513. And this was a review back in March. It was March 10th, 2024. I 5-star review. Thank you very much, Mama Woof. I've been listening to this podcast since day one. I wish it was more than once a week because it's hard to wait. What I love about this podcast is the way you feel and think after listening. I'm either laughing, tearing up, or taking a couple notes. Pull up a chair or a pillow and grab your favorite mug and join the many that love this podcast. Just a note, I listen at night sometimes as my husband snores next to me, and at times I wake him up from shaking the bed from laughing so hard. Love it, That's Mama awesome. Wolf. You win one of these wonderful gift cards.
That's awesome. Okay, I love that she just jiggles that bed.
She jiggles that bed. Okay, the next one is from Jen W99. From the very first, well, Matt, to the to the concluding charge, that we hope that you see that these are good days. Longtime friends, Matt Barris and Leah Miller, will keep you smiling. While this podcast is fun and uplifting, it is by no means trivial. Matt and Leanne tackle topics of marriage, parenting, faith, friendship, and more, and they do it with grace and genuineness of dear friends visiting with you over a cup of tea. Or frothy coffee, all right, Jen. Their practical advice comes from experience, research, and relationship. Listen in, and you'll soon discover the beauty and goodness of ordinary and extraordinary days.
Love it.
Love it. The next one, now the next one is the person's name, and we know her, we love her, but this review was just so good, couldn't pass it up. It is from Missy Herrera. And it's titled, I Am a Brutally Honest Podcast Listener. I am very hard to please when it comes to podcasts. The voices, let alone the topics, have to vibe with me. I work from home and listen to podcasts daily. But these are good days? It resonates. Do I need a half an hour of nourishing chatter, serious topics, warm laughter? I do. These are good days, as the kids say, is giving good vibes. Their quality and sound and delivery technique is stellar, because I'll turn a podcast off if it's tinny or grainy. Oh, well noted, Missy. We will pay attention. Also, they make me laugh and talk about things I care about. Leanne and Matt are a slice of what you need when you didn't know you needed it.
Aww.
Take that from a grizzled podcast listener.
Oh, thank you. That's
thank
so
you.
Kind.
Thank you, Missy. And it means so much coming from Missy. She's such a talented writer.
I know.
She's a wordsmith. She's
grizzled.
She's grizzled.
As she put it. She's a
Why
grizzled...
does that remind me of the Magic School Bus?
I don't know. Miss Grizzle?
Miss Frizzle?
Miss Grizzle.
Miss Frizzle. Frizzle or Grizzle? I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, we'll read the last three. I have those in my back pocket, and we'll read those at the end because we wanted to space them out a little bit.
And if you're one of the six that we read, slide in to Matt's DMs or my DMs, and we'll talk about that gift card.
Absolutely. Hey, why don't you kick us off with what we want to talk about today?
Well, we're talking about the topic of waiting.
Oof.
It's hard, man.
It's hard.
Waiting on a different job. Mm-hmm. Waiting on your boyfriend to propose to you. Mm-hmm. Waiting on your children to graduate from college.
I thought you were going to say get their act together.
No. Waiting on results of a test.
Yeah.
Waiting on a surgery. Mm. Waiting on your child to come home from overseas. Waiting is just so hard.
Yeah. Waiting is so hard. Waiting, you know, what's so interesting about this is I was reading about it and the word limbo kept coming up. Oh. That word, that feeling of being in limbo. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're doing the limbo game and you feel like,
awful.
Like you're going to fall over, like you can't make it.
Yeah.
You know, it's that like really awkward in between place where you're waiting for answers or you're waiting for a resolution and you don't know how it's going to come. But here's what I have to say about this is waiting is in this feeling of feeling in limbo and feeling like you're in the middle of something is such a common experience that we've all felt.
Yes.
Everyone's felt it.
Yes.
You know, you feel it when you're a kid, when you're trying out for a play and maybe you're waiting for the results to be posted or you're trying out for a team and you're waiting to see who made the cut all the way up through when you're, you know, in your 80s waiting for a grandbaby to come or waiting for the results of a test.
Yes.
Waiting is such a common human experience that we all know. We all know. And it's so hard.
It's hard. And it's hard to actually, I think part of it is the unknown.
Right.
You know, just the whole idea of, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm not sure what the result's going to be. I'm not sure if this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing. The unknown is part of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it affects your body and also your mind.
Oh, for
sure. So for me, when I think of the living in the limbo or living in the waiting, I think of how it affects my mind first, because I think that's where I struggle with it. Is it can lead to stress and anxiety.
Oh, for sure.
It can lead, I don't know, I really struggle with this one, but it's ruminating thoughts where your mind just spins over and over.
Same thoughts.
What if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? And then it won't happen. And then it won't happen. Or what if it does happen?
Well, and also often, and I always thought about this when I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. When I was pregnant, waiting for the baby to be born, you know, you have to wait because the baby has to grow and the baby has to, you know.
You want the baby
percolate.
In there.
Yeah. I was always shocked at the stories people would tell me while I'm carrying a baby.
Like horror stories?
Yeah, don't tell me your horrible labor, 36 hours, I almost died story.
Yeah.
It's just, no, don't do it.
Well, I think that is another... That's like a whole other podcast because that is when misery loves company. Like, why do people, no one's like, oh, I had such a great labor. It was so easy and my baby was beautiful and it's so great. Nobody's saying that.
Yeah. Well,
maybe we need to start saying that.
I actually did have a wonderful labor and delivery, but it's because I had the epidural. I was like, as soon as I got to the hospital, I'm like, whoever's in charge of the epidural department, send them to room 202 because it's happening.
I can see you being the kind of person that's like on your first trimester, appointment. You're like, where do I sign the paperwork for the drugs? How soon can we start them? Can I walk around with an intravenous in the last trimester?
Yeah. So I feel like sometimes what can happen is our minds in the waiting, this is me. In the waiting, my mind battles between everything's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Let's focus on the positive. Two, worst case scenario, this is awful. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And this is what's going to happen. And none of it has happened yet.
Well, do you ever find yourself just kind of stopping in between those two things? Where it's like, oh, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't as great as I thought either.
And I stop in between too, and the waiting, while I'm waiting, I stop in the in between and I go, well, what is this doing? This isn't doing anything. So we are in the process of waiting. Daryl and I are waiting. And I called our counselor friend, sweet friend, Emily Cadlick, and talked with her just about some of the anxiety and the worry and the stress that I'm feeling in the waiting. And she gave me just a couple really great tips. And the first one I'm going to tell you, and you might have a list and this might be on it, but she said,
how did you know?
She said, move your body. Yeah. She said, and I don't mean necessarily exercise. She said, just get up and walk, walk around, walk slow, clean the house, vacuum, just move.
Yeah.
Because, and I've never heard it put like this, but it really clicked in my brain. She said, all of the anxiety and the worry builds up within you, within your body, and it needs somewhere to go.
Yeah.
You need somewhere to release it. And
mine usually goes to my feet, right to the fridge. And then I go, huh, chocolate or carbs?
That feels like it's going to feel
Do
good.
I want a bread or a cake? And which one can my energy go to, but my fingertips, to my lips?
I tell you, I listened to her and I did it and it felt, I felt so much
what
better.
What did you do?
I was at it all day. Well, first of all, I was outside, I walked around my house. You know, Mr. Butters sometimes goes
outside. Like Jericho?
Outside.
Like you walked around seven times?
Yeah, really. I should start doing that. And then I just, my house had started looking like my insides. Like I had just started making piles and letting things go. And then when that happens, all of it's worse. So I just was like, you know what? Today's a reset day. I'm going to vacuum. I'm going to go up and down the steps. I'm going to put all the clothes away in the laundry room and I'm going to move. And it really did help me.
Okay. That was on my list. So mine said, stay active, be busy and engaged. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think sometimes when we're in the middle of waiting, at least this is what my experience has been, is when I'm waiting for something, I kind of expect the world to just stop all around me. But the reality is people need fed, clothes need washed, I need to move, I need to still get up and go to work.
There's still kids going to your school.
That's right. I still need to do things.
Yes.
But my mind wants to take all of that and say, we're just going to pause for a second.
Yeah,
like, you know, just stay in bed, order the takeout. Do DoorDashers come to your bed? Maybe for more of a tip. I don't know. But like that would sound good.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I want to do. And I think you have to power through that to stay moving.
So hard.
And it's, again, it's not like you're going to run a marathon, but it's, hey, fold some clothes.
Yeah.
Like maybe your only goal is to fold one load of laundry.
I did a little bit of rearranging too.
Yeah.
I rearranged a few things.
Oh, I need to come over.
Well, I mean, not that much, but I did, I know this is going to sound so silly, but I did rearrange some of my plants.
Yeah.
I just did a little bit of moving things around and that seemed, I needed to move. I needed to just get my mind off of the worrying and just put it to use, to get rid of some of it.
Right. Well, here's my next one that I have a list for how to cope with this.
Oh, good.
My next one is you need to connect with people.
Oh, that's good.
The three categories I had were family, friends, and a therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Family, friends, and if you have a therapist.
We love that therapist.
Like, hello.
And listen, also, how great is it that some of our friends are therapists?
I know, right?
So, yeah, so
Emily.
Good. Yeah.
So I think sometimes there's a tendency in the waiting to pull back much that we don't connect and that we're, you know, for you in the situation that you're in, you and Daryl are waiting for something. So it's easy for you and Daryl just to kind of talk together about it and then talk to your kids about it.
Right.
And then you're just over and over and over and over. And honestly, sometimes it's good to connect with people and not talk about it, whatever the it is that you're waiting for. Right. Sometimes it's, for me at least, it's helpful to get with people that are not involved with a situation, that aren't making decisions with me, that aren't really even affected by it, that give me a little bit of a perspective shift.
It's so good.
To say like, hey, there's life, there's other things going on. Yeah. And for some people, maybe wherever you are in the waiting or wherever you are, if you feel a sense of grief around the waiting, maybe that's not helpful. But sometimes I think it can be to get a different perspective to say, hey, well, you know, not that you're ignoring what the other person's experiencing, but offering something else to color their life in maybe a different way.
I just had this visual. You know how when you're, well, maybe we don't know how it is when people run 5Ks or 10Ks or half marathons. But when you're even, say, walking one.
I've walked at Disney. One.
Okay. Do you know how there's those refreshment stations?
Yeah.
And you don't know the person that hands you the glass of water.
That's true.
But you'll take that glass of water. It. So sometimes if you do get a perspective outside of what's happening, it is like a fresh glass drink of water. And not to be too ambiguous and to like dance around the topic. I don't want people to be like, what is she talking about? We just have some things with Daryl's health
that we need to get figured out
and that we're waiting on some test results.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, so, and I'm just not really ready to tell the whole story yet,
right.
But it has to do with his health. And, you know, I don't just say it. I mean it. He is a VIP. He's a very important person in my life, in the boys' lives, and a lot of people that he does life with. And so we want him around a long
time.
That's
right. So, you got to get it figured out.
So and in the waiting, you can just think of the worst outcomes instead of saying to yourself, like, you know, just back the truck up.
Totally.
You know, our friend Kat texted me the other day and said, you know, don't think frantic outcomes because there's no frantic outcome. That's not happening.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And until that would happen, don't, you know, protect your mind.
And here's what I think too. You and I together have experienced frantic tragedy.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we have literally experienced
trauma
together. Yeah. And that's not what you're experiencing right now.
Right.
When you are experiencing true trauma, there was something very sudden happens. You have to make some pretty quick decisions and keep going.
It's true.
But you know, your brain doesn't have to feel that frantic your brain doesn't have to feel that wired. I actually was thinking, I remember when my dad passed away, and we hadn't really interacted with a lot of people besides like friends and family and didn't go to work and all that stuff. And I remember going to Walmart to buy, this is such a random memory. My mom wanted to buy pantyhose for the funeral.
Okay.
And my mom apparently stopped buying pantyhose in like the late 1900s.
As did most of us.
Yeah. The 1900s was a wild time. Everyone was wearing pantyhose. And if you don't know what that is, it's
Google hose
that are panties, but they're on your legs.
Yes. The whole leg.
And I remember walking into Walmart after experiencing these frantic, tragic experiences and looking around and being like, everyone else's life is moving on. Like everyone else's life is still going.
Right.
And there's a part of me that felt jealous of that. But then there's also a part of me that gives me hope.
Yeah, really.
Where when I'm in the middle of something really hard, I look around and say, oh man, there is life out there. Actually, tonight you walked in, and I'm not saying that you thought this, but you commented before we started, you're like, it's just so good to hear your kids laugh.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you're in crisis, trauma, even in the waiting, the limbo, when you have an upset stomach and you're wondering all the different outcomes, to be around people that are not part of it,
in it,
that show like, be around a kid that's like,
it's true.
Hey,
it's so true.
My kids were tickling each other and giggling.
Yeah,
and
it was so sweet.
That can be a really refreshing thing to experience too.
That's good. Another thing I've done, and I don't know if it's on your list, but I'm going to share it. Is I have gotten into a habit, you know, and I think that a lot of you will be like, oh, me too, that sometimes I'll just scroll on my phone in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have started...
Doom scrolling.
So I have started, when I wash my face, brush my teeth, I've started plugging my phone in the bathroom, in a separate room, not near my bed, not on the nightstand, in a separate room. And Matt, if it wasn't for me experiencing it firsthand, I just wouldn't have believed it. Now, for those of you that are saying to yourself, I can't do that because I need to have my phone next to me because of an emergency. Nope. You can plug it in in the next room with it on. And if your phone rings, you will more than likely hear it. Mm-hmm. And they will call again and you will hear it the second time. Or your spouse, who might not scroll at all in the evening, like Daryl. Daryl has his phone plugged in at the nightstand. And if
you're smooching.
And the boys,
yeah,
the
if you're boys, not scrolling, you're smooching.
And the boys can contact him if we wouldn't right. hear my phone. But we do live in a day and age where we tell ourselves, well, in case of an emergency, I can't do that. Well, what did we do before?
Right.
I mean,
I think we need to make sure to say stop scrolling, start smooching.
That should be on it. That
stop
on
scrolling,
a, that
start smooching.
That should be on a sweatshirt.
America, so, listen, vote for Matt Barris. Stop scrolling, start smooching.
So I've been doing that. And one, I'm finding that I fall asleep faster.
Yeah.
Because if my phone lights up and it's a text, I want to look at it.
Well, listen,
I want to see
this,
what it is.
Honestly, this brings everything back into perspective, because I've been sleeping really good because you're not texting me at all hours of the evening.
And then in the morning, I'm also not responding to your text right away, because in the morning, what happens is I don't pick up my phone.
Yeah.
So I make my bed, I putter in my room, I get dressed, I brush my teeth, I do my hair, put my jewelry on, all that stuff. I just get ready.
I'm so proud of you.
And I am up for at least 45 minutes or an hour before I even touch my phone.
Yeah.
And I was talking with Emily about that, and she's like, well, of course that makes sense. Of course all those things are happening. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, whenever you hit that screen and the light comes on, it's dopamine.
Right.
You know, it ignites
it's
your
hit.
Yeah, it ignites your brain.
Absolutely.
So it's really helped. It's helped
totally.
It's helped in the evening to relax and in bed, and it really just has helped me in the morning too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it does explain a lot, because I have noticed that you don't text me after like 9:30, which is great for both of us, objectively speaking. It's great.
Yes, yes.
And also before I go to work, I don't hear from you, which is great for you because I'm still awake. This does explain a lot.
A little bit of balance.
And
I'm
really happy for you. And so maybe I need to try it.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Okay, here's what else I need to say is in the middle of this limbo situation that we can find ourselves in, I do think it's important. This is going to be so counterintuitive to what we think we should do. I do think it is important to set goals. Now, here's what I mean by goals. Like, if you're in the middle of a health crisis, your goal should not be to WebMD everything. That is
not what I'm talking about.
Your goal is, like you said, hey, I'm going to get up. I'm going to take a shower.
Right.
Maybe that's all I can do today. Maybe that's my goal.
Right.
I'm going to take a shower just to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I know you've said this before, is sometimes a great goal is I'm going to make dinner. I'm just going to make dinner so that our family can have good food and we can sit around the table. Whatever those little goals are, this isn't a goal like I'm going to call the recruiter because I haven't heard about the job, or I'm going to stalk that boy that I think's engaged. I'm going to get engaged to and see if he bought a ring. No. It's none of that. This is more like goals to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
To get yourself moving, to get yourself going so that you stay engaged with life.
Right.
Because I think what happens is in the waiting, we disengage from the life that's around us, waiting for the results of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we can just re-engage with life the way it was before.
Right.
But the reality is life does continue to move on.
Right.
So life continues on. And so we have a choice if we stay engaged with the world around us or if we pull out completely. And I think it's important for us to stay engaged to some degree. Because I think when we stay engaged with our family, with our mind, with our home, with the things around us, I think it helps us just keep ourselves grounded and centered and not just freeze and let our mind spiral.
I actually went to our friend Rhoda. You know Rhoda.
Yeah,
Rhoda. I went to her salon this past week and got a massage and got a facial. And that was... Listen, if you are having any kind of stress, we hold stress in our body. So if you have never had a massage before, or you have not had a massage for a long time, I really, really encourage you to make an appointment and get
I have never had a real massage.
What?
Never.
Are you serious?
Never. Oh, I've never had a real massage. It,
you know, especially if you feel like you're in any kind of feeling stressed.
Okay. It, yes. It is check. So next.
It's so helpful.
I need one. Hey, I have one last thing.
Okay.
I think when we're in the middle of this storm, I think we need to give ourselves permission to feel all the feels. I think sometimes we spend too much time trying to push through or to be like, it's going to be okay and I'm going to be fine. Give yourself permission to feel it. Didn't Emily say something to you like invite your anxiety in?
Well, she just said,
how did she describe that?
I loved what she said. She said, just invite worry, invite your nerves, have them just take a seat at the table. They're just going to be a guest.
Yes, it I is love
your,
that.
It's your body just reacting. So they don't have to stay. They're not going to stay. They're not going to going to hang around, but just invite them in, feel them, and then just let them, you know, let them go.
Totally. Like,
and that gave me permission to feel the feelings, mm-hmm. because I think sometimes, especially in faith circles,
yes.
or in Christian culture, it's like, no, you give it up to Jesus. You right. did it. And somebody, and listen, this person did not mean anything but well-meaning. I mentioned worry in my stories, and she came into my DMs and said she had a friend tell her that if she was dealing with worry and anxiety, it's because she didn't trust God enough and she wasn't giving it over to God, and, mm-hmm. and she was holding it. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm sure your friend meant well, but for me, I've done a lot of hard work to rid myself of that kind of thinking. Right. I was raised that way, and it's just really not the way I view God.
Well, I know. This could be a podcast.
Yes.
Here's what I need to tell you. Here's one thing.
Yes.
So, this is going to go down a really different path than what I expected. Here's where I get frustrated with that. If we remember Jesus, if we're going to bring Jesus into this conversation, okay. If we remember Jesus, do you remember what happened to him when he was getting ready to go to the cross?
Yes, he just said, if there's any other way, take this from
me. And then what happened? He was sweating blood.
Yeah, right.
He was so, I don't know if stress is the right word. I don't want to put that word on him. There was so much turmoil in him that he was sweating blood. Like blood was coming out of his pores.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we forget the emotions of Jesus. Like Jesus was an emotional person too.
Yeah.
Like Jesus asked God to take it away from him. That's a whole, like we're going down a different path. But I think sometimes when we say give it over to God, we think giving it over to God means there's nothing left. Like you're supposed to be like boopy da beep boop.
Right.
Like,
what? And also let me feel it. Yes. I need to feel it's normal and it's okay to feel it. Do I give my, I feel like I give my heart and my life to God daily. I daily.
Thank you.
Okay. And so, but that doesn't mean that I'm not human and that I won't hold on to some worry and anxiety, because that's normal. We're human beings. Right. We have human thoughts. And I think also, growing up, I feel like that kind of, I'm going to call it rhetoric, well, you're just not trusting God enough and, you know, you're not giving it to God. It makes me feel less than of a believer. Like I'm not doing something right as a believer. When Jesus is really saying to me, I understand.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Jesus, if you are listening,
thank you. Like, I understand. I get it. And it's okay.
That's right.
You can feel these things.
That's right.
And
I love
so
that.
If you're feeling the things today, we're just giving you permission right now while you're listening. Feel them. It's okay to feel them.
It's okay. And you know what? They can be guests at your table. They don't have to camp out there.
Right.
Hey. This has been a great conversation.
Yes.
I love this.
Yes, we could go. We've got a couple topics. We have a couple podcast topics out of this topic.
Okay, listen. This last week was so awesome hearing from all of you in our 100th episode. It was so great. Honestly, I don't know about you, but it was so encouraging to me.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, our hope is that this isn't a one-sided conversation, and it really felt validating mm-hmm. that it wasn't mm-hmm. because we got to see so many people respond. So we are so thankful for those of you that wrote a review for us. Yes. And I have three more. These are the three other additional winners that we chose at random from our
yes. And if you haven't left a review yet, yes. if you haven't left that review yet, please don't hesitate. It really does make a difference to us, and we read them all.
That's right. We read them all. Okay. This one is from Ryan's wife. Okay. So if you are Ryan's wife, is your nickname.
Lucky Ryan.
I read the other reviews on These Are Good Days, and there will definitely be a theme around how these two make the audience feel. When you listen to Matt and Leanne, you are enveloped in a hug, a smile, a giggle, and even a tear. Their friendship is unique. That's an understatement. And enviable, and in each episode, you want to grab your coffee, pull up a chair to the table, and immerse yourself in the conversation. I feel welcomed, I feel loved, and I feel seen, and yes, even heard. Take a few minutes to enjoy a good day with Matt and Leanne. Embassy Suites,
if you are listening.
I love how she ended that with Embassy Suites, if you're listening. Ryan's wife. Reach out to us and our DMs. You clearly are a fan of the podcast because yes. you know our yes. love for Embassy yes. Suites. Here's the thing. It has a hotel room and a living room at the front of the room.
I know, the lobbies and the fountains and the breakfast. And the breakfast.
That's yeah. right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's our next one. It's TL Miller 21. The headline is Uplifting and Heart-Filling. I enjoy this podcast weekly. It's life-giving and heartwarming. Mm. I appreciate Matt's counselor's heart and Leanne's mother's touch. Oh. I feel like they hug me in the show, yet cheer me on to keep on going.
Yes.
And when life is hard, they remind me seasons come and seasons go.
So true.
So just keep on going and appreciate these good days.
Oh, that was Thank you. So I love nice. That.
All right. And here's our last one. This is from Baby RN Deb. This podcast is the one that started me on my podcast listening journey.
Oh, we're trendsetters. Awesome.
It's like sitting down and having a cup of coffee and good conversation with your friends. I like all of the recommendations for Amish Country as it is a place we visit often. Plus, Leanne and Matt are just a breath of fresh air. No agenda, no trying to sway you one way or another. Just good, wholesome talk and encouragement with a reminder that these are good days. Mm. I can't wait to meet them one day, either in Ohio or when Matt comes to Disneyland, one of his favorite places.
Disneyland, if you are listening.
Deb, Baby R and Dub, I'm going to take you up on that offer to meet you at Disneyland someday.
Oh, Lord knows.
Hey, we are so thankful for this last mm-hmm. week and the way that you all encouraged us. You truly don't know what it's like to be on the other side of this and mm-hmm. to just feel encouraged yes. and to feel like, man, people are listening.
Yes.
And thank you for joining yeah. with us in the last 100 episodes.
Yes.
Here's to 100 more. Let's cheers our imagination drink that we
oh
have.
We're gonna do a cheers to imaginary right. drinks yes. cheers everybody. Listen, also Matt, like I feel like we really do have a podcast family.
We really do
yeah.
You know, and none of this could have truly been as steady and great as it's been without our sponsor,
yes.
Walnut Creek Foods.
Yes.
And so we are so thankful for them. They've yes. truly believed in us from day one.
Yes.
Well, the day that we asked them. We didn't have enough courage at first to ask them.
We had to get a few episodes under our belt.
Yeah.
And you know, they are a business that's, you know, that's privately owned.
Right.
You know, they're family owned and operated. And they just have such a great team. But really, they have great products.
Absolutely.
So I know you talk about the locator button, but you can go to walnutcreekfoods.com mm-hmm. and there is a locator page, right?
That's
on
right.
the website
That's right.
that you can put your zip code in and it will tell you products that are sold in your area yeah. from our area here in Amish yes. country. They really are a great brand.
I know. I think I invented something.
Oh, you did?
I do need to talk about a product that I actually is real.
You think you invented it?
I think I invented this. So we had in our fridge the other day, okay. we had some beets and we had some pickled eggs.
Okay.
And we had a little bit of blue cheese left
from
over.
From Walnut Creek Cheese and Market,
Walnut
right?
Creek yeah, Cheese okay, and Market. Okay. So guess what I did? I got a little bowl with a lid and I put half beets, half pickled eggs and I sprinkled blue cheese over it and it marinated all day. Because I work a job.
Okay.
I have a job that I go to and I pack a lunch.
Was it delicious?
It was delicious. It was so good. And I know our friend Kelly Brownlee, when she comes to town,
she gets
those beets to take home. So don't sleep on the beets, y'all. Don't sleep on the beets.
That's funny.
T-shirt. Stop scrolling. Start smooching. Don't sleep on the beets.
That's great. Hey,
thank you for joining us in this conversation all about waiting. You know, we don't know what you're waiting on, but our hope is that as you're here in the middle of waiting, that something that we shared with you can maybe encourage you or give you maybe a different perspective or a different direction. Hey, we always love to end this way. You know, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.